Remain standing if you're able as we look at the call to worship this morning. It's on the back of your bulletin, or in the middle rather. And good morning, Sandra. We're grateful that you braved the weather.
I did. It was really rough walking across the yard.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you didn't slip and fall on the ice.
I did not.
That's good.
But then I saw snow yesterday.
Did you?
And I saw my family in West Virginia. It's snowing.
Well, here's the call to worship this morning. Verily, verily, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Comes from John chapter 6, verse 53. And together the prayer of confession. How our pride prevents us from sharing the bread of life in the body of Christ. Our sisters and our brothers are waiting as we have our excuses. Forgive us, Lord, for our stiff necks, for our intolerance. Create a new life in you. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed is 881 in your hymnal, unless you know it by heart. Okay, you want to start us? Because I just forgot the first line. Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.
Was in the beginning.